you're thinking. You've got to decide. Let us help you choose. Listen to Career Talk and get the ins and outs, ups and downs of professions and industries.
If you aspire to become a school principal, then the National College for Educational Leadership's Aspiring Principals course is for you. Acting Principal Director Dr. Tanisha Ingleton tells us more about the program on this week's Career Talk. I'm Andre Palmer. Stay tuned. The success of a school depends on the quality of its leadership. And training quality leaders is what the National College for Educational Leadership, NCEL, is all about. NCEL was developed to equip our nation's school administrators with knowledge on how to effectively govern their schools.
So what we do essentially is that we lead strategic initiatives to improve leadership. We facilitate the provision of support, and we create local leadership networks in conjunction with the regional offices of the Ministry of Education. And so we train individuals who are sitting principals as well as those who are aspiring principals. We also train bursars and teachers with financial responsibility in their schools. And we also have programs designed for tertiary administrators.
Acting Principal Director, National College for Educational Leadership, NCEL, Dr. Tanisha Ingleton. The Aspiring Principals program was born out of a need to train qualified persons on how to effectively navigate the complexities of being a principal. The program is at the postgraduate level and runs for 9 months. It addresses areas such as complex organizational theory and theories of leadership, with an emphasis on practical application.
So some of the modules that we examine are transformational leadership, instructional leadership, community leadership, and organizational leadership. The interesting thing about this program is its practical aspect. So after engagement with the modules, the participants engage in a field experience in which they gather data on the institution to which they are attached, and then they use the theories and the concepts as well as the practical ideas in each module to solve the organizational issue with an aim to heighten student learning.
After this, the aspiring principals are required to submit a portfolio outlining how they will or have implemented the strategies proposed. The Aspiring Principals program seeks to ensure that persons entering the job as principals are prepared. It also helps participants to understand the policies of the Ministry of Education and the necessary techniques to improve school performance.
The person is in a much better position to ensure that their school turn around, rather than an individual who would be going to the post, highly qualified certainly, would have had experience as a teacher or a vice principal or a different post within the education system, but not the intricacies or the practicalities of the principalship. And that is what the Aspiring Principals program is intended to do.
Dr. Ingleton now tells us what you will need in order to qualify for admission to the Aspiring Principals program.
You will have to be teacher trained, because to be a principal in the education system in Jamaica, you need teacher training. So you have to have a diploma from a teacher's college or from the university or from wherever. Once it is a diploma in teacher training education, or that is critical. The individual needs to have a first degree as well to access, and the individual needs to be registered with the Jamaica Teaching Council.
Acting Principal Director, National College for Educational Leadership, NCEL, Dr. Tanisha Ingleton. For more information on the Aspiring Principals program, contact the National College for Educational Leadership at 612-5821. That's it for this week's Career Talk. On behalf of Studio Engineer Andre Sawyers, I'm Andre Palmer. Take care.
Police emergency, hello?
Hello, I want to report a leak in my house. Can you come and fix it?
Where are your parents?
They're not here.
Young lady, this number is for emergencies only. Please hang up and allow someone who really needs the help to get through.
32,000 calls are made to the police emergency 119 number daily. 22,000 of that number are prank calls. Use the police 119 number only for serious emergencies. A message from the Jamaica Information Service.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.